Mesechtes Baba Kama, Dafnun Zayin, 6 lines from the bottom of Dafnun Vavim Beis. Let's begin with Akdamot, which will touch on a few points that our Gemara will discuss. The Torah discusses the dinim of the Abba Shemim in Pashim Mishpatim. Number one, a Shemim Chinim isn't paid for guarding someone's item, and therefore the Torah gave him a lower duty of care, and even a Shmir Pchusa is good enough, and the only time that he is chayiv to pay is if he is a Pesheya, but if the item is stolen or lost, referred to as Gneva Vaveda, that is considered Karval Einus, and the Shemim would be Pata. However, the Torah requires the Shemim to swear that the item was really stolen or lost, and if he doesn't want to swear, then it will be chayiv to pay. And if the shomer does swear that the item was stolen or lost, and then Edom come and say that he was lying, so we consider it as if he stole the item, and the shomer would now be chayiv kefal, and this is called toyin tainis ganav. And the second category is a shomer sachar who receives payment for guarding an item, and therefore has a higher standard of care, and is chayiv to guard the item b'shmir ma'ula, and a shomer sachar is therefore chayiv b'gneiv v'aveda, and certainly for any Pshia, but he's still part of Ba'intin, and therefore if an item that he was guarding is stolen or lost, then automatically the Shemir Sacher is Chayiv. However, as we will see, if the item is stolen by List of Mizuyim, by armed robbers, that is considered Einus, and therefore the Shemir would be Pata. And as we know, any time that a Shemir is Pata, the Shemir would have to make a Shvuah Sashemim, which is a Shvuah Deraisa. Therefore, certainly the concept of Toyin Tainis Ganav and Kefal isn't Shayach by a Shemir Sacher when he claimed that the item was lost or stolen, as certainly in that case, the Shemir Sacher immediately is chayiv to pay and doesn't make a shvuah. However, as we will see, possibly if the Shomer Sacher claims that the item was stolen by List of Mizuyin and he swears and doesn't pay, and then Edom come and prove that he is lying and the item wasn't stolen, then the Shomer Sacher would also have to pay kefal. And the third category of the Abar Shemim is a shoyel who is kol anoshaloi, as he doesn't pay for the item and can even use the item. And of course, the Shomer Sacher and Shomer Chinam are not allowed to use the item, and he is chayiv bakol even for einsin. And even if List of Mizuyin stole this item, the shoyel would still be chayiv. And finally, the fourth category is a seicha, someone who rents and pays to use an item, and the Torah doesn't tell us clearly what the dinim of a seicha are, and as we will see, there is therefore machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya if a seicha is treated as a shomer sacher or as a shoyel. And our Gemara will begin by discussing the status of a shomer aveda, someone who finds an aveda, and let us read the psukim in Pashat Kisese, as the psukim begin at the beginning of Perachah Beis, leisira shara chicha oisei anidachim vislamtem hem hashev teshivim la'achicha vimloi kar v'chicha ilecha v'lo yud Our Gemara begins, Itma, we learned Shema Aveda, if Reuven finds an Aveda, and as Rashi says, Hichtas Avedas Chaver LeBeisai, he brought an Aveda of his friend into his home, K'dechsev V'Savta El Tech Beisecha, so Rabba Amma K'Shem Chinam Dami, Rabba says he has the status of a Shem Chinam, and therefore he's only going to be Chayev for any Pshia, but he won't be Chayev. And Rabbi Yisuf says that he has the status of a Shem Yisachah, and he will be chayiv for Gnei Aveda. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. Rabba Amar Kishem Chinam Dami. Rabba says that a Shem Aveda is like a Shem Chinam. Ma'ay Hano Kamotile. Since Reuven is doing this voluntarily and he's not getting paid for guarding the Aveda, therefore he has the status of a Shem Chinam. However, Rabbi Yisuf Amar Kishem Yisachah Dami. Rabbi Yisuf says he's like a Shem Yisachah, but he Hano Dlei Boy Lemesle Rift Lanya Havik Kishem Yisachah. By the fact that he won't have to give any bread to an ani, he's considered like a shomer sacher. And of course, Rabbi Yisuf is referring to the din that Yisuf mitzvah patur min mitzvah. And therefore, as we will see in Taisus, Rabbi Yisuf holds that since at the time that the person is metapel with the aveda, either at the time that he finds the aveda or during the period that he's holding the aveda, and he has to be metapel with the aveda. And for example, if he has a blanket that he found, he has to shake out that blanket every once in a while. And if while doing that, there's an ani that comes for tzedakah, then it'll be patur for giving the ani tzedakah. And therefore, there's a potential that he's saving money, and therefore we categorize a Shema Aveda as a Shema Sacha, and he'll be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. And we will get back to this point in a moment, and the Gemara continues, Ikedim Mifashi Haki, and some explain the reasoning for Rabbi Yisuf that he considers Shema Aveda as a Shema Sacha, that Rabbi Yisuf Amak a Shema Sacha Dami, that the reason why Rabbi Yisuf said that a Shema Aveda is like a Shema Sacha is Kivon de Rachman Shab de Balkoche Hilke Shema Sacha Dami. Rabbi Yisuf holds that really every Shema Chinam should really be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. However, the Torah says that since the Shem Chinam voluntarily decided to guard this item for this person, and therefore, if he's going to be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda, he won't want to guard the item. Therefore, the Torah was Memayit in his Shmira, and he said that all that the Shem Chinam has to do is a Shmira Pchusa, and that he won't be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. However, although it's true that a Shem Aveda is not getting paid for his work, however, the reason why he has to be metapel with the Aveda is because the Torah was Mechayiv him Balkoche to go and become a Shema. Therefore, once the Torah says that you're Chayiv to go and watch a Mitzvah Aveda, certainly they gave him a status of a Shemesh Sochah that's required to do a Shmir Me'ula, and that he's Chayav B'Gneiv Aveda. There's no reason that the Torah should be Mekel on the Shemesh Aveda. And let's see the Baal Taisa's been a Gay Oisiv Mitzvah Patrman Mitzvah, where Taisa says, Meshum the Oisiv Mitzvah, Vedafk B'Shah, the Misasik Ba, Kagoin Shetech Lutzorcha, Oishum Isik Shetzorch La Aveda, Al Beshvil Shaveda Rebesa Lo Yipata, but certainly just by the fact that the Aveda is sitting in a person's home, the person is not going to be Pata from giving bread to an Ani, Kivin Shiach L'Kayim Shteim, as at that point, certainly there's nothing holding back from doing tzedakah, and therefore the din of Oisiv Mitzvah, Patrman Mitzvah, would not apply, and this din only applies where it's EF shel kayim shneim. And Taisa says, "Bisvaru the otto adam sheish leitfilin bereishay v'tzitzes bebigdayu mezuzah bepischa yipatim in amitzvahs." Do you think that someone that's wearing tefillin on his head and tzitzes on his beged or has a mezuzah on his doorpost will be patim in amitzvahs? Certainly, that can't be a din. And number two, Taisa brings a raya that this idea of being patim in amitzvahs is called prutra rabbeisiv. And the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim teaches us that the prutra rabbeisiv leishchiach, that the concept and the idea of prutra rabbeisiv is not shchiach. And Taisa says, if you're going to say that Reuven is potter from doing any mitzvahs the entire time that David is in his home, then certainly it's very shriach that a person will be potter in a mitzvahs the entire time that David is in his home, and therefore it must be that the person is only going to be potter in a mitzvahs for a very limited time and only during the time that he's busy with David. And that's why we could say that the whole concept of Putra Rabbi Yosef is loy shriach. And most of the rest of Taisis goes through, do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef or do we paskin like Rabba? But a very important part of Taisis is where Taisis says that the Gam Rabba Moidul Rabbi Yosef to Isu Mitzvah Patrman Mitzvah, that certainly Rabba agrees to the concept of Rabbi Yosef that Isu Mitzvah Patrman Mitzvah, and when a person is busy with Aveda, he will be potter for giving bread to an Ani, El Disfile, Lenasa Shemesacha Bekach. However, Rabba holds that since it is so rare that a person will be potter from giving tzedakah, as it only occurs when the person is actually being metapa with Aveda, and at the same moment an Ani comes to get tzedakah, and therefore we can categorize this as a real Hana for the Shemah. That's why Rabba categorizes Shema Aveda as a Shema Chinam, and this is Meduyik in the words of Rabba, as Rabba stated, "My Hana Kamotile," that what is the major Hana that he received? So Rabba isn't saying that he doesn't have Hana, he's just saying that this is only a Putrid Rabbi Yosef, and it's such a minimal Hana that we can't consider him a Shema Sacha. And the Gemara continues, "Isfei Rabbi Yosef to Rabba, Rabbi Yosef will ask a Chash on Rabba from a Braisa," and once again, Rabbi Yosef holds that a Shema Aveda is Kashema Sacha Dami, and Rabba holds that a Shema Aveda is Kashema Chinam Dami, and the Gemara continues, and the Braisa tells us that if Reuven found an Aveda, then Nechzir L'makim She'erena in a Chayav L'tapaba, that if Reuven now returns the Aveda to a place where he knows that the owner will see it, and for example, he placed the Aveda right across from the owner's home, and where he knows that the owner is going to walk from there to work, and therefore, at any moment, the owner will actually find it. So Reuven doesn't have any further requirement to be metapa with the Aveda. He was Yotze at that point with his Chiyav Hashava. And the Braisa continues, and from this next line, it seems that Seisa, the first line of the Braisa, and the Gemara will explain it, and the Braisa continues, Nigdavay of the Chayev Achriusa, that if the Aveda is stolen or lost, then Reuven is Chayev Achrius for this item. And the Gemara asks, my Nigdavay of the, what does the Braisa mean that this item was stolen or lost? Lav Nigdavim Besa, Vavdim Besa, it must be talking about a case where the item was stolen from the house of the Shem Aveda, and it was lost from the house of the Shem Aveda, and therefore Reuven will be Chayev, as certainly if he already returned it to the place where the owner could see it, he's not Chayev Latapaba, and that was the first part of Braisa. And therefore, the second part of Braisa must be talking about a case where Aveda is still in the home of Reuven. And if so, Rabbi Yosef brings a riot to his Shita that a Shem Aveda is considered a Shem Esacha, and that's why if the item is stolen or lost from the home of Reuven and the Shem Aveda, then Reuven is Chayev Bachriusa. The Gemara answers Loi, that's not necessarily true, as really Reuven, that's a Shem Aveda, is considered a Shem Echinam, and therefore if the item is in his home and the item was stolen or was lost, then Reuven will be Pata. However, the Braisa that says that Nidlevay of this Chayev Bachriusa is being Mokim Shechzira is talking about a case where Reuven tried to return the item and he placed it in an item where the owner would see the item, and even so he's going to be Chayev and Achrayis if the item is stolen or lost and it's not considered a good Hashava. Now certainly there's a steer now between the Reisha of the Braisa and the Sefer of the Braisa, as we first stated, Chzira L'makim Shirena in the Chayev L'tapaba, and then the Braisa immediately continues that even if he placed it in a normal place where the Bailam could see it, then Nidlevay Avda, he will be Chayev Bachriusa. So Lachir is a steer in the Braisa, and the Gemara asks, V'Tanya in Chayev L'tapaba, how can you say it's talking about a case that the item was Nigneva Mimakim Shechzira if the Reisha of the Braisa already said that he's not Chayev L'tapaba? And the Gemara answers, Amalei, that Rabbi responds, Hachav Ma'iskin and Kagoyin Shechzira B'Tzirayim, that in the Chanamid is one difference between the case of the Reisha and the case of the Seifa. In the Reisha, when Reuven returned the Aveda, he returned it to a place where the owner will see it, and he also returned it in the morning when the owner was about to leave to work, and therefore he knew that the owner would see it. However, in the Sefer, when it says Nigdavai Avdo Chayabachusa, it's talking about a case where Reuven specifically returned the item in the afternoon when the owner of the Aveda was at work, and therefore the owner will not see it until much later. And in the interim, it's possible that the item will be stolen or lost, and therefore it wasn't considered a valid Hashava, and that's why Nigdavai Avdo Chayabachusa, that Reuven will still be Chayabachrayas if it was stolen or it was lost. And even though according to Rabbah, a Shem Aveda is considered like a Shem Chinam, and why would Reuven be Chayiv if it was stolen or if it was lost? And the Teretz is that in this case, since he took it out of his home and now he left it on the street, so in this case we consider that Reuven, the Shem Aveda, was Pesheya, and that's why even as a Shem Chinam, he'll be Chayiv Bachriusa. And we spoke out the entire Gemara, and we will now see the Gemara inside, B'tatik Tani, and really the Reisha and the Sefer are telling us two different cases, V'hachik Tani, and this is the way to understand the Braisa. And the Braisa teaches us, Hechzira Shachris L'mokim Shirena, if Reuven returns the Aveda in the morning to a place where the owner would see the item when he leaves his home in order to go to work, the Shchiach, the Ayil V'Nafik, as a Shchiach that he'll come out and he'll leave his house at that point, V'chazala, and he'll see it, in Chayav L'tapaba, then Reuven doesn't have any further responsibility, and he's not considered Pesheya by leaving it there. However, Hechzira B'tzirayim L'mokim Shirena, however, if Reuven leaves the item in the afternoon, even in a place where Reuven would see it, if Reuven would be around, however, Kivin L'Shchiach, the Ayil V'Nafik, L'chazala, but since during the afternoon, when Reuven is at work, he's not going to see the item, and therefore we consider that Reuven was Pesheya by leaving the item over there, and that's why, in that case, if the item is stolen or lost, then Reuven will still be Chayav Bachrayus, as it's not considered a valid Hashava. And the Gemara continues, Eisvei Rabbi Yosef will ask another question to Rabbah. The Braisa that we just brought earlier continues and states, that forever the person that is the Shem Aveda will be Chayav until he returns the item to the Rishus of the owner. And the Gemara is Medayik, my lo ilam, what does the Braisa mean when it says that you will always be chayiv until you return it to the Rishus of the owner? And it seems that this Braisa is adding on to the Braisa that we had beforehand. And beforehand we said that if Reuven returns the item, l'makom shirena, then Reuven will be pata. And now the Braisa is telling us that if Reuven keeps the item in his home, and even though it's guarded properly, that Reuven will be chayiv for gneva aveda. And by the fact that Reuven is chayiv for gneva aveda, so we see that a shem aveda is considered like a shem yisachar. And Taisa is bothered that l'chira, how do we know that the Lashon Chayiv means that he's going to be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda? Maybe it means that Reuven will be Chayiv B'Pshia. And Taisa says, he's safe for the Braisa, the La'el, but he's safe for the Bar Mitzia, that since it's the safe for the Braisa that we had previously, L'Hachi Daik Min HaShapir, the Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda Kama, and since over there, the Braisa was talking about Gnei V'Aveda, so therefore, this part of the Braisa is also talking about Gnei V'Aveda, and therefore, Rabbi Yosef wants to prove that a Shem Aveda is considered like a Shem Asacha. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rabbi responds to Rabbi Yosef, Medina L'Chav B'Alechayim, now although generally I hold that a Shem Aveda is considered a Shem Chinam. However, this Braisa is talking about a case where Reuven found an animal, and b'negei an animal, I hold that a Shem Aveda is considered like a Shem Asacha, and he is responsible to guard the animal that much better. And the reason is the Kimi Naklu Nigra Braisa, Boyin Terusa Yosei Rasa, as since we already saw that this animal ran away and got lost, therefore we see that this animal is prone to running away and to walking away from the rest of the herd and getting lost, and therefore the Bala Veda has to know that he has to guard this animal that much better. And that's why, although it's true that a Shem Aveda is considered like a Shem Chinam, but in this case, since he didn't guard it that much better, so therefore it's considered that he was Pesheya, and that's why he will be Chayiv for Gnei V'Aveda. And the Mefarshim discussed that L'Chayiv, this makes a lot of sense if the animal gets lost, as he should have been more careful with Gnei V'Aveda. But L'Chayiv, how does the fact that this animal ran away in the past, and therefore it's normal for this animal to run outside and get lost, have any effect on the fact that this animal was stolen? And why would Reuven be Chayiv for Gnei V'Aveda as well? And therefore, Taisus and Diva Maskel Amalei Medina L'Chav B'Alechayim states Ugoin Shenigva Ba'Isainin Shenigva Braisa Garmula Li'Ganev. Even in the case of Gneva, it has to be referring to a similar manner, that the only reason why it was able to be stolen is because the animal was wandering, and therefore the Ganav had the ability to steal this animal. Ayin Taisus, who discusses that now that we have this Teretz of Rabbah, would we be able to go back to the previous Gemara and therefore learn that Gemara differently and use this concept for the first part of the Braisa as well, Ayin Shum? And the Gemara continues, Esi Rabbah Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbah will ask a question to Rabbi Yosef, and of course Rabbah holds that Shem Aveda is Keshem Chinam, and he asks a question to Rabbi Yosef from a Braisa, as the Braisa tells us, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kiseitze, Hoshev Teshivim, and we learn out, Hoshev, you have to return the item, Ein Li'al Bebesai. We would think that the only time that you have a proper Hashava, and it's considered that you return the item, is only if you brought it to the person's house, L'ginasal Chavasim Minayin, how do you know if you return the item to the person's garden, or to the person's desolate area, that it would also be considered a valid Hashava? Therefore, the Torah adds in the extra word Teshivim, Shivim in order to teach us that as long as you made some sort of Hashava, that would be considered a valid Hashava, and you'll no longer be responsible. In Ayin Rashi, that just from the word Hashav, we would not learn this, as the word Hashav is Mashmah Hashava Maliasa. And Rabbah continues with his Raya, Maile Ginasa L'Chavasai, when the Brisa says that Reuven returned the item to the Gina of the Baal Aveda and to the Chov of the Baal Aveda, what are we referring to? Ilem L'Ginasa Mishtamaris L'Chavasa Mishtamaris, Hainu Besai, if you can tell me that we're referring to a case where Reuven, who found Aveda, returned the item to the Gina, which was guarded properly, or to a desolate area that was guarded properly, meaning that it had a wall that was Yachalama Baruch She'en Mitzuya. L'Chayu, why would we need a Ribui in order to teach us that that is considered a valid Hashava? As L'Chayu, there is no difference between a Gina Mishtamaris and a Chova Mishtamaris and a person's home, and therefore that can't be the Pshat and the Braisa El Pshita, L'Ginasa She'en Mishtamaris, L'Chavasa She'en Mishtamaris. It must be talking about a case where Reuven tried to return the item to a garden which did not Mishtamaris and a Chova which was not Mishtamaris properly. And as Tesis points out, that you can't tell me you were talking about a case where it didn't have any Shmir at all, as certainly in that case, Reuven will not be Pata, and you can't tell me that Terry is telling us to Shiva Mikol Makim, as certainly Reuven will be considered Pshia, and therefore it must be that there was a wall around this Gina and a wall around this Chova. However, the wall was able to withstand a Ruach Mitzuya and not a Ruach She'en Mitzuya, and therefore it only had a Shmir Prusa and not a Shmir Ma'ula. And by the fact that Terry tells us, Talmud Leimit Teshiva Mikol Makim, that this is considered a valid Hashava, therefore we see that Shema Veda only has to make sure that the item they returns has a Shmir Ma'ula and not a Shmir Prusa, and of course that would fit into the Dinam of Shema Chinam and not to the Dinam of Shema Sacha. And as we mentioned beforehand, that the Dinam of Shema Chinam is that all you have to do is a Shmir Prusa and you don't have to do a Shmir Ma'ula. Therefore, Zok Rabba Shma Minok Shema Chinam Dami. From this price, we see that Shema Veda has the status of Shema Chinam. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Yosef will respond to Rabba, La'ilam L'Ginasa Mishtamaris L'Chavasa Mishtamaris. Really, the price is talking about a case where Reuven brought the Aveda and replaced it in the Gina of the owner of the Aveda that was Mishtamaris, and the Chover which was also Mishtamaris, or the Kakash L'Chahainu Beisai. And you asked if we're talking about a Gina Mishtamaris and a Chover Mishtamaris, so that has the same status as Beisai, and why would we need a Limud of Tashivim to teach us that that would be a valid Hashava? HaKamash B'lon Leimin and Das Bailim. And the Chiddush of the Brisa is that in the case where you placed it in the Gina Mishtamaris and the Chovasa Mishtamaris, but when you placed it there, the owner wasn't there, as it was a Gina, and a person generally doesn't hang around his Gina, and certainly he's not in his Chover, so maybe over there we would say that's not considered a valid Hashava. And Kamash B'lon, and the Chiddush of the Brisa is that since the Pasuk says Tashivim Mikol Makim, and therefore it is considered a valid Hashava, even though the owner doesn't know that you returned his Aveda. And the Gemara continues, Kid Rebbe Elazar, and this is going like the din of Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Rebbe Elazar, HaKol Tzrichin Das Bailim, that any time that someone is making a Hashava, you're required to make sure that the owner knows about it. And as Rashi says, Goyne V'Goyzel Lo'yechem HaBashayim Shech Ziro, that if there's a Ganav or Gazlin that wants to return an item to the owner, or one of the four Shayim that wants to return an item that he was watching, Tzarech Lo'hidia L'Bailim, he has to inform the Bailim, V'm Lo'yudiyu Chayiv HaMachzor B'Achriyusan, and if he doesn't tell him, and he's not Medea him, then you will be Chayiv B'Achriyus until the point that the owner knows about it. However, Chutz Me'Hashavas Aveda, aside from the case of Hashavas Aveda, Shurei Ripsubay Torah Hashavas Habe, as since the Torah says, Hashav Tishivim, therefore we learn, Mikol Makim, that not only is it considered a valid Hashava if we return it to the home of the Baal Aveda while he knows about it, even if Reuven, who found the Aveda, will return the Aveda to the home of the Baal Aveda or the Gina Mishtameris, or the Chavasa Mishtameris of the Baal Aveda when he doesn't know about it, that's still considered a valid Hashava, and Reuven no longer has any responsibility. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abai L'Rabesef, Abai now asks Rabesef, V'atalei Tizbur, the Shem Aveda, K'Shem Mechinam Dami, that you don't hold that a Shem Aveda is considered Shem Mechinam, V'om Rabchia Ba'aba, Om Rabbechan, Rabchia Ba'aba said, Nim Rabbechan, Hatayin Tanis Ganem Ba'aveda, Mishalam Tashlum Mekefal, if Reuven found an Aveda, and then when the owner comes to claim the Aveda, he says that it was stolen from me, and he swears, and therefore Reuven doesn't have to pay, and then the Eidim that come and say that this item was actually not stolen from Reuven, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay kefal. And Abaye therefore asks his Rebbe Rav Yosef, "Isak kedaitach shem esacha havi?" And if you're going to tell me that a shem aveda has the status of a shem esacha, amai mishalom tashlum kefal, then how could you tell me that there'll be any case where you could be turning tainis ganav and pay kefal kind of by yishlumei? If immediately upon saying that this item was stolen, Reuven would have a responsibility to pay for the item, as certainly since he's considered a shem esacha, so he's chayiv for gnev aveda, and therefore there won't be a case where he has to swear, and then based on swearing he'll be pata, and then Eidim will come and say he's lying, and therefore he'll be chayiv kefal, and therefore it must be that a shem aveda is considered a shem mechinam, and that's why when Reuven said that this item was stolen, so Reuven made a shvua, and therefore Reuven was pata because it's considered like a shem mechinam, and then when Eidim come and say that he was lying, so then Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay kefil, and therefore we see from Rabbi Yechron that a shema abeda is considered a shema chinam. And Amalei and Rabbi Yisrael responds, Hachamai skin and kagoyin shetoyin tainis listen mezuyin, that even though a shema abeda is considered a shema sachar, there is a possibility to find a case where a shema abeda will be chayiv to pay kefil. As although it's true that if Reuven will come to Bezdin and say that this item was stolen or lost, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay karen. However, if Reuven came to Bezdin and said that this item was stolen from me by listen mezuyin, then certainly that's considered an oinis, and a shema sachar would be potter. However, Reuven would have to make a shvua, and if Reuven would make a shvua that the item was stolen by listed mezuyin and by armed robbers, and therefore I am potter, then Edom would come and say that Reuven lied and he swore falsely, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay kefil. Therefore, when Rabbi Yechon said a tain tain is ganav ba veda mishalom tashlum kefil, is not referring to a case where he tainted a tain is ganav, he tainted a tain is listed mezuyin. And before we continue, let us just point out that of course we know there's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. As we know, a ganav steals at night, he steals besesa ve'in ha'baylim yoydim, and the Rambam also says that a ganav is someone like a pickpocket, and therefore he is scared of people and not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, a gazlan steals during the daytime, and the Rambam says begolud b'fahesya and b'chizik, and we know that the parsha of kefil is stated b'negeya ganav, and if a ganav steals an item and then is caught, he would have to pay kefil. However, there is no chiv of kefil by a gazlan, and although certainly it's true that if a shem esachah claims that an item was stolen from him with list of mezuyin, and there were armed robbers that stole this item, that certainly that's considered oinis, and therefore the shem esachah would be potter. And similarly, according to Rabbi Yisef, that a shem aveda is considered like a shem esachah, definitely the shem aveda would be potter if he claims that it was stolen by list of mezuyin. However, as we will see in a moment, the Gemara will have a shayla: do we categorize list of mezuyin as a ganav or as a gazlan? As maybe we say that list of mezuyin is considered a ganav as he uses a weapon and he does so in places where people will not see him, and therefore we will categorize him as a ganav, and the chiv of kefil would apply to a list of mezuyin. Or do we say that list of mezuyin is categorized as a gazlan because he steals this item from someone b'chizik, and that is one of the definitions of a gazlan, and therefore if a list of mezuyin steals something, he would not be chayiv kefil, as the din of kefil only applies to ganav and not to a gazlan. Therefore, our Gemara continues, a malay that Abai responds back to Rabbi Yisef, that how can you tell me the case of Rabbi Yechron is talking about list of mezuyin, and that's the case where you're going to be chayiv kefil, but list of mezuyin, gazlan, list of mezuyin are categorized as a gazlan, and therefore the chayiv of kefil should not apply. And Amalei and Rabbi Yisrael responds, Shani Oymed, that I argue on you, and I hold list of mezuyin, kivin mitamim inshi ganavu, that since he hides from people, therefore he's categorized as a ganav, and the din of kefil does apply, and therefore when a shema aveda tainis a tainis list of mezuyin, then if we find out that he was lying, then the shema aveda will be chayiv to pay kefil. And of course, it's important not to get confused with these lashonis, as lemaisa, even though the Gemara is saying that list of mezuyin is considered a ganav, however, legabi the din of shmira, definitely it's considered oinis, and therefore a shema sacha would be potter if he tainted a tainted list of mezuyin, and it actually was true that it was a list of mezuyin that stole this item from him. And as Rashi points out in the last Rashi in Amid, ganav hu mishal on kefil, v'chein apoyta atzman b'tainis list of mezuyin, however, le'inyin chiev lo'y mechayev shema sacha le'a im emes asu da'a onis, because ultimately it's considered oinis. In order to keep proper cheshbon of our Gemara, let's just keep in mind that up until this point, we were discussing the machlekes between Rabbi Yisef and Rabbah, if a shema aveda is considered a shema sacha as Rabbi Yisef holds, or is considered like a shema chinam as Rabbah holds. And the Gemara now will continue and only be discussing one point, that we consider list of mezuyin a gazlan, and therefore a person who is an armed robber would be potter from kefil, and a person that's a shema aveda or a shema sacha that tainis a tainis list of mezuyin would also be potter from kefil. Or do we consider list of mezuyin to be a ganav, and therefore the list of mezuyin himself would be chayiv kefil, and a person that is a shema aveda, according to Rabbi Yisef, or a shema sacha and made a claim that the item was stolen by list of mezuyin and then was found to be lying would be chayiv kefil. And the Gemara continues, Esvei Abai will ask a kasha on Rabbi Yisef and will try to prove that list of mezuyin is considered a gazlan. And we continue on Dafnun Zayin on Beis, and Rashi says that the brisa that we will now bring is a brisa below Yudana Hechatanya, and I'm not sure exactly where it's taught and where this brisa is found. However, Ayin Tesis that says that it's going on a din of Shlichas Yad, and we know that a Shem Echinim and a Shem Esachar is not allowed to use the item that the person put by him and deposited by him for Shmira. And the Torah tells us both B'negei the din of Shem Echinim and B'negei the din of Shem Esachar, the din of Shlichas Yad. The Gemara is bothered that why do we need a separate pasuk by Shem Esachar and by Shem Echinim if we learn the din of Shlichas Yad from a Kal V'chaimah? As if the Torah would tell us the din of Shlichas Yad by Shem Echinim, then we make a Kal V'chaimah, that Madach Shem Echinim, that is the lower duty of care, and even so, it is a din of Shlichas Yad by Shem Echinim, so certainly by Shem Esachar, who has a higher duty of care, then certainly Milti, the din of Shlichus Yad should apply to Shem Mesachar. And it is on this point that our Gemara now continues that Lo Yim Amr B'Shem Mechinim Shekem Shalom Tashlum Kefal, that we would have a Hamina, that the only time the din of Shlichus Yad is applicable is only by Shem Mechinim, because Shem Mechinim has a Chumrah that's possible for him to pay Kefal in a case where he tied his Ganav. Maybe that's why the Torah is Mechayev him by Shlichus Yad, Tayim B'Shem Mesachar She'ina Mishalom Tashlum Kefal. However, by Shem Mesachar, where it's impossible to pay Tashlum Kefal, so maybe the Torah is not Mechayev him by Shlichus Yad. And of course, we know that if a Shem Mesachar Tain is a Tainis Ganav, then certainly the Shem Mesachar immediately has to pay for the Ganeva, and therefore it's impossible to have a case of a Shem Mesachar that's paying Kefal. But Abaye Yis Rabbi Yisef, V'Isach Kedaitach Listen Mezuyin Ganavu, if you hold that Listen Mezuyin is categorized as a Ganav, then L'Chayra Nimso B'Shem Mesachar Mishalom Tashlum Kefal B'Tayin Tainis Listen Mezuyin, then how could the Brisa state that it's impossible to find a case of a Shem Mesachar that will pay Kefal, if certainly if a Shem Mesachar would Tain a Listen Mezuyin, and he swears and therefore doesn't pay for the item, and then we find out that he's lying, that he would have to pay kefal, and therefore l'chayr, this pircha on the kal v'chayma would not work, and therefore from this brisa we should bring a raya that list of mezuyim is categorized as a gazlin, and therefore there is never going to be a chiyav of kefal, even when the shem esacha tain is a tain is list of mezuyim. And on Malayin, Rabbi Yisrael responds to Abaya, hachikama, this is what the brisa means to say, loyim amr b'shem echinam shekim shalom tashlum kefal b'chol tain oisav, that if the Torah would state the din of shlichus yah by shem echinam, we would not be able to learn the din of Shem Esachah from the din of Shem Echinam, because we could say that a Shem Echinam has a Chumrah over Shem Esachah, as in any case that the Shem Echinam will taina either tainas Gnev Vabeda or tainas List of Mezuyin, and if the Shem Echinam swears and doesn't pay, and then we have Edom that say that the Shem Echinam lied, then in all those cases the Shem Echinam will be chayav to pay Kefal. However, Taim B'Shem Esachah, She'en Mishalom Tashlum Kefal, El B'Tayin Tainas List of Mezuyin, however, B'Negei Shem Esachah, we find a Kula that the only time they'll pay Kefal is only B'Tayin Tainas List of Mezuyin, as certainly if a tain is a tainis gneva aveda, the Shem Mesachar will immediately have to pay and won't swear, and the only time we'll find a case of kefal is only by tainis listam mezuyin, and therefore that is a kula by a Shem Mesachar, and potentially the din of shlichus yad would not apply to Shem Mesachar if not for the fact that Teres mentions the pasha of shlichus yad even by the pasha of Shem Mesachar. And the Gemara continues, Isfei Abaye will ask another question to Rabbi Yisef and will try to prove that listam mezuyin is considered a gazlin, as the Brisa states b'negeya shoyel, who we said is chayev even by an oinis, because kol hanoshaloi, and the pasuk states v'nish barimeis, the animal was broken or the animal died, which is considered a case of oinus, ainly al shvur meisa. And the brisa says that from the pasuk b'negeya shoyel, we only see that the shoyel is chayev by shvur meisa gneiv v'aveda minayin. How do you know that the shoyel is also chayev by a case where he tainted gneiv v'aveda? Amr kal v'chayma, and we learned the kal v'chayma asher mesacha shepater by shvur meisa chayev b'gneiv v'aveda, the madach ben shem mesacha who's potter by shvur meisa because it's an oinus, and of course he's chayev by gneiv v'aveda, which is only considered karv lo'inus, sheshoyel shechayev b'shvur mesa. So certainly by the case where a person borrowed an item and it's kol hanashaloi and he's even chayev by shvur mesa, which is an oinus, and then shechayev b'gnei v'aveda, then certainly he should be chayev b'gnei v'aveda. V'zel kal v'chayma she'in lov tshuva, and the Brisa tells us that this is such a great kal v'chayma that there's no ability to have any response and any pircha on this kal v'chayma. And Abaye now continues and asks his question on Rabbi Yisef, v'isak daitach listu mezuyin ganavu, how can you tell me that listu mezuyin is a ganav? My in lo tshuva, then why wouldn't we have a pircha on this kal v'chayma as ikla mifrach, as you would be able to have a pircha ma'al Hashem Mesachah shekim mishalom tashlum kefal b'tayin tainis listu mezuyin? And maybe the reason why Hashem Mesachah is chayev b'gnei v'aveda is because it has a chumrah over the din of a shoyel, as if Hashem Mesachah makes a claim that the item was stolen by listu mezuyin and he makes a shvua, then the Hashem Mesachah would be potter, and then if there are edim that come and say that the Hashem Mesachah was lying and really this item wasn't stolen by listu mezuyin, then the Hashem Mesachah would be chayev to pay kefal. And therefore, since there's a chumrah that he pays kefal, maybe that's why he also pays for gneva aveda. Masha'in came by a shoyel, since there's no possibility he'll ever pay kefal, as if a shoyel claims that it was stolen by listu mezuyin, that is considered oinus, and a shoyel is chayev ba'insin. Therefore, the shoyel will immediately be chayev to pay karna, and he'll have to pay the principal, and therefore, certainly, there is no case of kefal by a shoyel, and maybe there wouldn't be a din that a shoyel will be chayev for gneva aveda either. And therefore, Abaye wants to bring a raya that it must be that listu mezuyin is categorized as a gazlin, and therefore even if the Shem Mesachar would claim that it was stolen from him by Lister Mezuyin, even though the Shem Mesachar would be potter as long as he swears, but even if we'd find out that he's lying, as Eden would come and say that this item was not stolen by Lister Mezuyin, the Shem Mesachar would not be chayev kefal, as since Lister Mezuyin is categorized as a gazlin, therefore the concept of kefal doesn't apply by a tainis Lister Mezuyin, and therefore the Kal V'Chayim doesn't have a pircha, as we don't find any chum Chumra by Shem Misocha more than the case of a Shoyal. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Yisrael responds to Abaya, Kasavai Tana Kanabli Shvua, Adifa Mikvela Bishvua. It's certainly someone that is a list of Mizuyan is categorized as a Ganav, and the Chiva Kefal does apply. And even though it seems to be true that therefore we'd find a Chumra by Shem Misocha over a Shoyal, because there's a possibility of paying Kefal by Shem Misocha, that Tainis list of Mizuyan. However, as opposed to the Tana that we brought at the top of the Amid, this Tana holds that if there's a Chiv for a person to pay Karen and to immediately pay principal, that is more of a Chumra than actually having to pay Kefal only after you found that you were lying and that Edom come and said that you swore falsely. Therefore, although it's true that if a Shem Misocha would Taina's list of Mizuyin, and then the Edom that say that he lied and he swore falsely, that certainly the Shem Misocha would be Chayat to pay Kefal, but that is not a greater Chumra than the case of a Shoyal, as if a Shoyal would Taina's list of Mizuyin, then since a Shoyal is Chayat Ba'intin, therefore immediately the Shoyal is Chayat to pay Karen, and there's no possibility of him ever paying Kefal, and that is a greater Chumra than the case of Kefal Bishvua. Therefore, there is no Pircha on this Kal V'chomer. And Ayin Rashi, who explains the Svara of the din of Kana B'Shvua, Difa Mikvela B'Shvua, that Hilka Knosa Mishum Shvua Hu De Kansi Rachmana, that it must be that the reason why a person pays Kefal when he tainted his list of Mizuyin and then he swore falsely is not based on the Chumra of being a list of Mizuyin, but the Torah wasn't happy that a person made a Shvua Shav, and therefore the Torah required him to pay Kefal based on making a Shvua Sheker. And before we continue, let's point out a bit of a difficulty in the Gemara's original question. And Abaye was asking that L'chira, there's a Chumra of a Shem Misocha over a Shoyal, because a Shem Misocha would have to pay Kefal in a case where he tainted list of Mizuyin. But L'chira, if you're going to say that a Shoyal is going to be Chayav B'Gneiva Aveda, then you also have a case where the Shoyal is going to pay Kefal in a case where he tainted a Tainus G'Neiva Aveda. And therefore, L'chira, it seems to be circular reasoning with Tzarech Bia. And the Gemara now continues, and up until this point, we saw that Abaye asked two different questions of Rabbi Yisrael to try to prove that list of Mizuyin is a Gazlin. And the Gemara now states, let us bring a riot to Rabbi Yisrael, that list of Mizuyin is considered a ganav. And the Gemara brings a brisa, Hasecha Parah Mechaveir V'Nigdava. Reuben rents a Parah from his friend, and then the Parah is stolen. And really, the Seicha could get out of paying if you make a Shua, and instead Reuben says, I don't want to make a Shua, and instead I will pay the full value of this animal. And after Reuben made his payment to Shimon, the ganav was now found, and the ganav now has to pay Kefal, Mishalim Tashlim Kefal L'Seicha, so the ganav would have to pay the Kefal to the renter and to Reuben. And as Rashi says, the reason is the Kivin de Shilim, that since Reuben already paid for this animal, Nimsa Sagneva Shalai, therefore we find that that animal is considered that it belongs to Reuben, and therefore Reuben has the right to the Kefal. Keep in mind that the Gemara will want this Brisa to go like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, and they want the Stam Brisa to go like Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara therefore says, Savur Rabbi Huda, the Gemara thought that this Brisa is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, the Amma Seicha Kinesis Sachadami, that the din of a Seicha is like a Shem Misacha, and therefore a Seicha will be Chayev Gneva Aveda, and by the fact that the Brisa stated that Reuven said that I don't want to swear, and therefore I'll pay, so it seems clearly that if Reuven wanted to pattern himself and didn't want to have to pay, then all Reuven will have to do is make a Shvua. Now certainly if the Brisa is talking about a scenario where the pearl was actually stolen, and certainly since Reuven is a Seicha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Seicha is considered a Shem Misacha, so a Seicha is going to be Chayev Gneva Aveda, and therefore it's impossible for Reuven to say that I will really be Potter, but I won't make a Shvua and I'll pay, as Reuven's going to have to pay no matter what, as he's Chayev B'Gneva Aveda. Therefore, the Gemara states, Hechidami, so what is the case of this Brisa Kagoyin the Kotoyin Tainus List of Mizuyin? It must be in a case where Reuven tainted that the item wasn't just stolen from me, but was stolen by armed robbers, and therefore I was an Oinus, and therefore, La Locha, since I'm a Shem Misacha, I really should be Potter based on the fact that it was stolen by List of Mizuyin and I was an Oinus. However, the only way I'll be Potter is only if I make a Shvua, and I don't want to make a Shvua, and instead I'd rather pay the money to Shimon, and therefore the Brisa makes sense that once we find the Ganav and we find this list of Mizuyin, and the list of Mizuyin is going to be Chayev Kefal, then the Kefal will go to Reuven. Now we see clearly that the list of Mizuyin will be Chayev Kefal, and therefore, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will tell us that's clear, like Rabbi Yisif, that a list of Mizuyin is considered a Ganav, and therefore is Chayev Kefal. And as the Gemara says, Biktani b'achi nimtza Ganav mishalom tashlum kefal l'seicha shmar minol list of Mizuyin Ganav hu. And the Gemara answers, Amri, that's not a raya from this Brisa, as mi savet Rabbi Yehuda da amma seicha kinesis sachadami, that who said this Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a seicha has a din like a nesis sacha and like a shem sacha and a schaya b'gneva aveda and only potter by a tainus list of Mizuyin, dilma k'rameis v'ilei, that maybe this Brisa is going like Ramea, da amma seicha k'shem chinam dami, and Ramea holds that someone that rents an item is considered like a shem chinam and is potter from gneva aveda, and that's why when the Brisa stated that Sechah Parah Mechaveir V'Nignava, where Reuven actually tainted that it was stolen, and V'Amaleh Harina Mishalim in the Nishba, then Reuven said that although I'm Potter from Gneva Aveda because I'm a Sechah and I have a din like a Shem Mechinam, I still don't want to swear, and instead I will pay. And then we find that it was actually stolen. Now the Ganav will have to pay Kefal, so certainly Reuven will have a right to the Tashlumin of Kefal. However, Inachinami, in a case where Reuven would taina that it was stolen from me from the list of Mizuyan, then Inachinami, even though we find the list of Mizuyan, the list of Mizuyan would never be Chayav Kefal, as it could be that this price works out, even like Abaya, the list of Mizuyan is considered a Gazlan, and therefore is never Chayav Kefal. The Gemara continues, Iba Yisema, and if you have a specific desire that this price should specifically go like the Shita Rabbi Huda, so we could still actually say that this price is even going like Rabbi Huda, and even so, you can't prove from this price that the list of Mizuyan is considered a Ganib and is Chayav and Kefal, as although we have one version of Machlikas between Rabbi Huda and Rameya regarding a Secha, Rabbi Huda holds a Secha Kinesi Secha Dami, and Rameya holds a Secha Kashem Chinan Dami. However, Kinemachlik Rav Bavua Vitani, we also have a version of Rav Bavua who switched around the Shitas, and he learned that the Machlikas Rameya and Rabbi Huda is exactly opposite as Secha Ketzim and Shalim, that was the din of a Secha, Rameya Oim Kashem Secha. Rameya says that a Secha has a din like Kashem Secha and is Chayav Bignei Vaveda and only Potter by list of Mizuyan, and Rabbi Huda Oim Kashem Chinam. Rabbi Huda says that a Secha has a din like Kashem Chinam as even Potter by Gnei Vaveda, and therefore we could learn our Brisa like Rabbi Huda, and it was by Toyin Tainis Ganav, and certainly not by Toyin Tainis List of Mizuyan, as List of Mizuyan would be considered a Gazlan, and would Potter from Kefal. And as Rashi explains in Mesechus Bar Matzia, Ibay Yisema Kedem Achlev Rav Bavua, Inich El Chol La Ukma Stam Brisa K'Rabbi Huda Tfei Rameya Ukma Hashem Echinam Uch Rabbi Huda K'may De Machlev Rav Bavua. And the Gemara continues with another Teretz, Rav Zira Omer. Rav Zira says that really we could explain that this Brisa is going like the Manda Omer, that List of Mizuyan is a Gazlan, and the Brisa could even be going like the Manda Omer that holds that a Secha is like a Shem Yisacha, and therefore he's Chayav Bignei Vaveda. Therefore, the only way to explain a case in the Brisa where the Shem Yisacha was Chayav Shvua, and he said, I'm not going to make the Shvua, and instead I will pay money, is going to be in a case where the Shem Yisacha makes a taina that was stolen from me from List of Mizuyan. However, the Maisa, ultimately, when we found out the actual true story, found out that the Shem Yisacha actually lied, as it wasn't List of Mizuyan that stole this item from him, and therefore, if he would have made a Shvua, he would have been Pata. The reality was that a Ganav stole this item from him, and since he's a Shem Yisacha, therefore he would have been Chayav Bignei Vaveda, and there was no ability for him to make a Shvua. L'maisa, now that we found a Ganav, and the Ganav is Chayav to pay Kefal, since Reuven, who was a Secha and was considered Shem Yisacha, already made payment to Shimon for this item, therefore Reuven will be entitled to receive the Kefal that the Ganav would pay. And in a Chinami, if we would have found out exactly as he said, that it was a List of Mizuyan that stole this item, then the List of Mizuyan would actually not be Chayav Kefal, because this Brisa could even be going like Abaya, the List of Mizuyan is categorized as a Gazlan and is Potter from Kefal. And Rashi in Maseches Bava Metzia brings a Svara as to why a Secha would be categorized either as a Shem Yisacha or like a Shem Mechinam. And Rashi explains that the Tzad of the Secha is considered like a Shem Yisacha, that since he has a right to use this item and therefore he has enough in this item, and Afal Pish and Nisin Schar Pulosai, and even though he'll have to pay for its use, Shem Yisacha, who is considered Shem Yisacha, the lawyer of Schar, Havi Shoyal, as if he wouldn't have to pay anything, he would be considered Shoyal, the Chayab Oinsin, Hashid Yavle Igra. Now that the Secha actually pays money to rent this item, Loyavi Shoyal, the Havi Shem Yisacha, so he's not considered Shoyal, and we categorize him as a Shem Yisacha. However, the other Mandam holds that he's considered like a Shem Yachinim, the Kayav Agamalachtai, because the Maisi has to pay rent, and he doesn't receive any payment for guarding the item, and therefore he has a Kedin of a Shem Yachinim, and not like a Shem Yisacha, and we will stop over here.